views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to the vibrant, powerful person you're meant to be so that you can create a life you love, and by doing so, help the whole planet shift to a more peaceful and loving way of being. Today, I have three vibrant and powerful women with me on the show, Stella Orange, Rebecca Liston, and Sarah Dew, who together have created the Beaver Business Club. Now, that is such a great name, and I went to their website to just play around a little bit, and it is a fantastic website. So it's fun to just go there and check it out. If for no other reason, that's beaverbusinessclub.com. Okay, I digress a little there, but it's worth it. Trust me. Don't go now, though. Let me give you a bit of their official background. Orange Liston and Dew is a marketing shop and business incubator co-founded by a copywriter, business intuitive, and integrator at large. They serve coaches, healers, consultants, and brick-and-mortar business owners who love their work and are building singular, sustainable, and satisfying businesses. Now, you might just be thinking, hold on a minute, Debbie. I'm a mom who listens to your show for ideas on how to live a vibrant and powerful life, but I don't own a business and I don't really plan on going in that direction at this time. That's okay. The reason I asked these three women to come on the show today is, well, actually, there's three really big reasons. First, Sarah is a single mom of three boys. Rebecca is a single mom of two girls. And Stella, in the words of your assistant, Stella, is in the throes of baby making. Now, I'm not exactly sure if that means you're pregnant or you're just really enjoying working on getting that way. But perhaps we will find out more about that during the show. The reason that this spoke to me is because there are so many skills involved in being a mom and navigating running a business, or even working full-time for someone else. So I'm sure we're going to be able to tackle a lot of juicy tips in there. The second reason is because when I talked to Sarah several months ago, we talked about the importance of being able to navigate a healthy partnership, whether you work closely with two other women or you're trying to build the kind of partnership that we call family. And then finally, if any of you are feeling a call to create a business, but maybe you're feeling a little bit lost, uncertain, or the information that you're finding out there just isn't resonating with you, well, I think these ladies and their Beaver Club would be an awesome resource to check out. So in other words, there are plenty of things that they do that have the potential to shed some light on living a vibrant and powerful life. So without further ado, Stella, Rebecca, and Sarah, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm happy to have you. I was rather quiet given there's like three. So we are a group of four women. We have about, you know, between 20, 25 minutes to share as many nuggets of wisdom as we can, which could be a task in and of itself. So let's just see how we do here, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's jump right in, I think, to that very important piece to me, which is where you're at in regards to parenting or having babies, running a business, and living a vibrant, powerful life. So you can answer whichever aspect of that question grabs your attention the most. Who would like to start us off?
I can go. This is Sarah.
Okay.
I guess, you know, as you were listing out all of the things, you know, the business and the kids, I was like, gosh, that's a lot of stuff. And yeah, I don't know, for me, I actually wouldn't have it any other way. I think it's just really enjoyable for me to always have things to be doing that are fulfilling, not just, you know, for myself, but they all feed into each other. So the work that I do with my business gives me opportunities that help me better be a better parent. And so it's really, it all kind of weaves together really nicely. I at the beginning had absolutely not sure I had any intention of creating this, but as looking at it from where I am now, it seems to work quite well together. So I'm quite grateful for that.
Nice. I love how that happens in life, how the universe just seems to make things happen the way they're supposed to happen if we don't resist them. Nice. Okay. How about Stella?
I guess for me, I'm the one that's in the throes of baby making. So now that we're talking about my sex life, I think for me, the biggest thing when the three of us decided to work together last year is we all came to this from our own successful practices, like our own businesses, and we joined forces to make life easier on one another. And we were just celebrating at our team meeting this week that we're, you know, still in year one of startup mode, but the ground feels smoother beneath our feet. And I think for me, the biggest thing is working in concert with other women. We've been wanting to start a family for a while, and I didn't know how it was going to work when it was just me in business for myself. And my husband works as well, but both Sarah and Rebecca have kiddos. I've watched them both. Like, we time our business meetings based on kid drop off and pickup. I've seen the cycle of sick kids moving through the house and how that changes what we're up to at, you know, the last minute, and they handle it well. I mean, it's helpful for me to see glossy magazine, real in the trenches. We're not going to sugarcoat it, but still somehow kids are wearing pants to school and they've been fed. So, you know, I think that for me, the biggest thing that I see is just the power of collaboration and community.
Yes.
Really made the difference for me and my vision of what's possible, and the feeling that I don't have to do it all by myself.
Right. You know, that is just such a key piece. And so we're going to get into that in a couple of minutes, because I want to explore that idea further. But absolutely, that collaboration is just such an important piece. And to feel like you're supported and understood is such an important piece too.
Amen.
So Rebecca, how about you?
Well, I became self-employed before I had children, and then stayed self-employed throughout in my process of raising them. And there's still little in my brain, even though my oldest is 13, she's not that old in my head. I knew full well going into, having kids that I had a business as well. And so I think for me, the thing that's been most interesting is watching the parallels between the worlds, in that, you know, a lot of times when you start a business, it's like having a baby. And businesses grow and children grow, and they go through phases where they're kind of grumpy and they're teething, and so do businesses, and then they get a little bigger and you can leave them alone for a little while. And like, and so for me, it's been neat to watch as my business and my children follow one another and parallel one another. And then in starting the business with Sarah and Stella, it is like having had another baby for me. Right? Because here we go again, right? Kind of back to that new baby stage of a business. And, but the greatest thing is that, you know what, I've done this before, because not only have I had my business that I, you know, birthed and raised up, but I also have done it with two kids. So this one doesn't feel so bad somehow. So.
Well, and I think that you've hit on a really key point when it comes to parenting, and I find this to be true with my business as well. Just when you think you have figured everything out, or that, you know, I know how to handle this part now, they grow. They get into a new phase.
They get into some new phase of development, and the rules have totally changed and nobody told you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And now you have to relearn, or that tool that you thought was so good, you think, oh, now I got to throw that one away. Absolutely. So how about that whole vibrant piece? Do you guys have like one tip that you would say helps you to really stay vibrant or to stay in love with your life might be a better, a more descriptive way to say it. Why don't we go back to Sarah?
Yeah, that's interesting. Again, it kind of seems like it happened by accident. But probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I made a really concerted effort to start reaching out to people in my area and to develop, or in my network, I would say, to not just develop relationships for business, because, you know, as a business owner, you're always doing that, but to really start connecting with people, not just at, for business reasons, but as a person, and as a human. And what I've noticed over the last probably 4 or 5 years is that all of those relationships have really blossomed into really deep interpersonal relationships. So not just, of course, we do business together, but they're also quite connected personally. In fact, I just got back from, I was mentioned before we were on the call, that I just got back from a trip to Miami with some friends who, you know, over the years, we've just become closer and closer, and now we're just friends as well as colleagues. And so that's something that I never thought would take, become so important to me, but actually spending time and devoting time to that away from the kids, is really helping to make everything easier and to make it feel exciting. And, you know, not just sort of that day-to-day drudgery where there's always some kind of great connection with a friend or a colleague that, you know, I just feel supported. So for me, that's been a really big deal.
That's beautiful and so incredibly important that we as women especially have those connections. And you need adult conversation. Mm-hmm. We can love our kids to pieces, but you need adults in your life.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And the other thing that I've noticed now is that my children, my oldest is 11, I have all boys, and I have twins who are 9. And the really amazing thing that I see though is that they now see that as normal mom behavior, right? So I know when I was growing up, my mom would never take a trip and it was very hard for her. And I could see that she wanted to have a life, but it was very much the children. And I, when the kids were young, I very much felt that way too. So it was really hard to like kind of put a stake in the ground and be like, no, you know, my time's important too. I need to have time for me. And now to watch how my boys are seeing that as normal is really cool to watch.
That is so critical. I love that. I mean, that is role modeling self-care, right? And right. When you have boys, there's even that extra piece of you are role modeling what their partner at some point might need. If their partner is a female, then, you know, women need to take care of themselves better. And so many of us do not always put that as a priority.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. And then even in partners too, you know, you can get into that mix where you become the person who is sort of always keeping an eye on the house and the family, and to also have a partnership where that is the norm, where I can leave and take time for myself. He can leave and take time for himself. That's the norm. And the children see that as
right.
part of life. It's pretty cool.
Right. Huh, nice. Okay, I'm trying to keep an eye on the clock as well as cover all this, and this is such great information. So, Rebecca and Stella, do you have anything quick you want to add in about vibrancy? What helps you to live that vibrant life?
Interestingly, for me, mine is the opposite of Sarah's, in that for me, what was important was not going out into community and not having relationships with other people, but having quiet, like respite, and even to the point of reclusiveness in my own, built into my own daily rhythm, where, you know, I go on strike and like the door is closed and don't bug me, even if it's for 10 minutes. And again, because my kids are of an age where that's possible. And right. then also, you know, when I don't have my children, as I am a single mom, from time to time, not very often, but from time to time, they're with their dad. And on those weekends, I have really come to, I covet that time. That time is just for me. I don't fill it with all sorts of activities. I need quiet, and I need quiet outside, and I need to be you know, boots on the ground, feet on the ground in nature, and just quietly sitting on my own. And that's the thing that has actually, I believe, is the key to me feeling good about the life that I'm living.
Mm, very nice. I can relate to that so fully. I'm a nature girl, and my husband teasingly says I'm a hermit by choice because we live in the country and I have my own business and I love to be here. I mean, I love talking with people on Zoom and everything else, and I do like going out and seeing other people, but I am at my strongest when I take that important time to look after me. So
me too.
I love that. And I love how this is showing that, you know, we are all different, and that's okay. We need to celebrate that always. So Stella, how about you?
Well, Rebecca, you stole mine. No, just kidding.
I had a feeling I was going to. Like, I was like, I think I just probably said Stella's.
No, it was great. I'm like cheering Sarah's answer over here. And then when I heard yours, I'm like, oh yeah, that too. What I would add is, for me lately, like, so yes, in monitoring, I do think of it like my fluid levels, like how is my social level going? How is my like solitude, quiet level? Like those keep me vibrant and balanced. And then lately I've been playing with this question, how can I make this more fun?
Yes.
And so like, I'll ask it to myself when I'm doing the dishes, when I'm taking out the garbage, and like, you know, just day-to-day stuff. Because I noticed for me, like, part of being an adult is being responsible and doing the things that you know you should do. But then the little kid in me is like, okay, but how can I make this more fun?
Yeah.
And so that question has really given me a lot of juice right now. So that's how I'm rocking it these days.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I often will say to people, so do you love your life? And often they will say, yeah, I do. And I says, I ask them, do you take the time to love your life? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I mean is, what are you doing to make sure you're enjoying all those pieces? And not everything is going to be fun, but there's always some kind of fun aspect that can lighten whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so let's move on to question number two, now that we're like three quarters of the way through. I have taken the intro off your website because I had so much fun there as I'm reading what you guys have written and thinking, this is so fun. And it's so applicable, I think, to family as well as running a business and all of the stuff that we're talking about here. So here's the little quote that I have. Beaver is the master builder of the animal kingdom. She delights in the power of working and knows that building things of value requires teamwork. Instinctively, she trusts the wisdom of group mind, knowing that she does not need to be good at everything in order to be successful. Now, I could have taken like the next three paragraphs as well, but I held back. And I'd love to kind of talk about this from three different perspectives. So, Sarah, would you be able to talk about how this relates to building strong relationships with others? But before you do, I'll just let Rebecca know, I'm going to ask you about how it relates to running a successful business, and Stella, how it relates to self-care and being at the top of your game most days. Does that sound fair?
You might have to repeat the question for me again, because I gotta hear up when the time
yes,
comes.
And I will have to remember as well. But see, I have notes, so that helps.
Oh, that's good.
But just so you guys know, we are only we have about 7 minutes left or
all
something.
Right, not quick.
So yes, all right. So Sarah, launch us off with how that quote relates to building strong relationships with others.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all do relationships differently. And the wonderful thing is, you know, when there's three of us, which there are, you know, we all kind of bring our style into how we're going to maintain them. Like Rebecca has a wonderful system to make sure that we're following up with everybody and continuing to talk to folks. And we just stole that from her business and brought it in. And it's fantastic. So I don't have to worry about tracking it or creating it. Nice. I'm kind of that person who I like to show up and I have to have a full calendar and just kind of do the talking, right? I enjoy doing it that way. So it's really lovely to be able to work with people where there is a common, and there's an issue or an item that we want to focus on. and to know that, hey, I don't have to have the answer to this to make it happen or to make sure it gets done well. Some of the best stuff comes when we're sitting around brainstorming and saying, hey, here's what we want to do. And then if we just sort of have we call it an all play, where we all just toss out ideas. And right. It's just fantastic because we don't have to know it. We can just figure it out together. And it's such a relief to me. It gives me a sense of freedom.
Yes, that's
beautiful. That I haven't experienced before.
Very nice. And I would think that moms that are listening can use that at home because it's the same there. You have your strengths, your kids have your strengths, or their strengths, your partner has their strengths, and so on. And so it really is saying, hey, you're good at this. Why don't you bring that to the table?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Well, and then also just bringing it and saying, hey, you know, this is the issue. Who wants to solve it? It doesn't always have to be us. Like, yes. why are we the problem solvers?
Exactly. Well, and I strongly encourage parents to bring that back to the family because that's how we teach it. That's how we role model it. And kids have incredible brain power when it comes to ideas like that. They'll come up with something totally out of the box. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move right along then to Rebecca, who's going to relate it back to running a successful business.
So I think a lot of what Sarah said kind of applies, right? In that knowing what you're good at and what each person is good at, you know that you don't have to do all things or know all things, which I think is important. But I think I want to just relate to the piece of that quote that's about about building things of value.
Yes.
Because I think about this as it relates to family, right, and business, again, with the sort of matching of the raising of kids and the building and the birthing and the growing of a business, is that there really is something of value in growing a business. There's something in value, of great value, in growing and nurturing a family. And when we do it together as a team, when we think about the fact that we are building something that has impact, our families have impact. We don't often think about it that way, but we do as a unit, right? When we are out, when we're in our community, when we interact with not just one another, but those around us, we create an impact. There is value to what we're creating and what we're building. And it's the same when you're building a business, you know, as we work together to do this, then we are each of us creating impact on the world around us. So there's something to me about this idea of everyone working together to create this thing, whether it's a business or a family, that is of value to the people within it, but also to the world at large. And I think we can have impact as solitary people, but the impact of the group on, again, one another, but the world at large, it's the alchemy of that, right? The sum of the parts is, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Yes.
So I feel like we have greater impact when we do things together. And I think that's, you know, either as a business or as a family unit.
Oh, beautiful.
And so that's how I see that.
Oh, that, I love it. And I mean, that to me is creating that sense of belonging, which is so critical to all of us, and also results in a buy-in, right? People going, okay, I want to support this. I'm part of it. Awesome.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Stella, how does it relate to self-care, being at the top of your game most days?
I'm going to say that this idea of delighting in the power of working, like that sentence just brings me joy to behold. So it's this idea of there is power in our work, right? And also we can delight in our work. Like there almost starts to take on this like religious sheen to me of that. Like the work, like if you're a beaver, like the work is holy, the work is sacred. And I think what's not said here from a self-care perspective is we aren't of the perspective or of the philosophy that beavers work all the time. Master builders don't work all the time. It's fun to build. It's a joy to build. There's a holiness to the building. But also, like, we don't build. There's times when we float on our backs. There's times when we admire the dam that we've built. There's times that we look at the trees and the sky and feel the deliciousness of the water against our skin. And so for me, like, the self-care piece is really around delight in your work. Yes, like feel the power of life coursing through your veins, through your work. Yes, and like manage your expectations. Like take a freaking vacation, even if it's 10 minutes on the back porch. You know, like,
yeah.
So for me, that's really the self-care coming in is yes, build and don't always build. There's also time for rest and restoration and quiet and not working.
So critical. I mean, that is the being and the doing, right? And that being is that feminine side of rejuvenating, recharging, refreshing, all of those pieces, because they are equally important to getting things done. So I love that. And there's also that piece of contribution, which is so important, feeling like you're contributing to something, and that's in a business or at home. So, oh, you guys, this has been so wonderful and has gone by so very quickly. I want to tell people just a tiny bit about how they can find out more about you. So if you are building a business, or maybe you've been building one for a long time, maybe you're just looking into it now, maybe you're just curious, you can find more information about them at beaverbusinessclub.com. And these ladies also have something called Coffee Talk. I would love for one of you to just tell us in a tiny little snippet what Coffee Talk is and
Absolutely.
How they get there.
You bet. So once a month we gather just as a conversation with business owners, because, you know, you always have questions or decisions or ideas that you need a sounding board for. So we do this thing called Coffee Talk, where the three of us sit down and we listen to three different business owners present a challenge or a decision or a business issue. And then we discuss it with the idea of helping them get an answer so that they can move forward. And it's something we do every month. It's free. You can come and just watch us talk to other business owners, or if you have a business and want to talk to us, you can just apply for what we call a moment in the sun. And that is at stellaorange.com/coffee-talk. And that is once a month on Monday.
Awesome. So that link for that website will be on the blog that is attached. It's on my website, empoweringenergy.com. It's attached to this interview and also on the Transformation Talk Radio page attached to the interview. So if you didn't get it, don't worry. It is there. You will be able to find it. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on today's show and showing us how true collaboration can help you to build strong relationships so that you can work well with others. You can feel strengthened, whether it be at home or at a business or whatever it is that you happen to be doing, because I think those are really it's a life success model is what it is. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. Thank you to our listeners. You are why we are here. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guests, Stella Orange, Rebecca Liston, and Sarah Dew, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.